Hey, good morning. This is today's date, chart review, data review, 1/30/2023. Dr. Ali, ALI, first patient. It's DR. It's a 4-year-old child, comes in with flu-like symptoms. Vitals are stable. Swab test negative, treated with bromphenamoxil. She noticed that the brother has strep, so she put him on amoxil along with bromphen, which I think is a good move. Next patient is CR, 15-year-old child, comes in with ear pain, sore throat, temp of 100, positive strep, treated with amoxil. Oh, both of these patients' mom was happy with the care received. Put that on the first one, too. Next patient is KW, 33-year-old woman, comes in with allergic reaction, perioral rash. She's had it before. She's gotten an injection and steroid and has worked for her. She got a Decadron shot. Dr. Ali did not give her the Medrol dose pack. She's disappointed because she said it always takes the shot and the pills to take care of this reaction. She's willing to try the cream. If it doesn't help, she will go see her primary care physician. Otherwise, she thought Dr. Ali was nice. Next patient is EG, is a 9-year-old child with flu-like symptoms. Temp of 100.4, pulse of 102, swab test negative. Treated with bromphen, Tylenol for URI. Mom states that the child is doing the same today. Next patient is CJ, 7-year-old child with flu-like symptoms, vital stable, swab test negative, diagnosed with viral syndrome, treated with bromphen. This is a sibling to the first child. Doing okay today. They were both. She was happy with the care received by Dr. Ali. Next patient is BJ. Is an 8-year-old child, sibling to the last two. This child has also flu-like symptoms. The problem is, she has a temp of 102 and a pulse of 169. Swab test was negative. Treated with bromphen for URI. This would be a good time to imperatively treat for flu with possible Tamiflu. But nevertheless, mom was happy with the care, and she states that the child is not any worse today than yesterday. Next patient is BW, is a 33-year-old woman seen with flank pain. Vital signs are stable, diagnosed with UTI with abnormal UA and treated with Macrobet. Has not picked up the prescription, but she was happy with the care that she received. Next patient is SF, 7-year-old child with eye irritation. Swab tests were negative, diagnosed with conjunctivitis. Treated with amoxil for URI and conjunctivitis. The conjunctivitis was called bacterial. I was given amoxil because of URI. Consider treating conjunctivitis with eye drops if there's another bacterial process that may be going on. Also, it's almost impossible to tell the difference between bacterial conjunctivitis and viral conjunctivitis, and I would err on the side of treating with antibiotics. Next patient is AM, 5-year-old child with cough, swab test negative, diagnosed with viral syndrome, treated with bromphen, Tylenol, left message for family to call me back. Next patient is JS, 45-year-old with UTI symptoms, vitals were stable. UA showed abnormal UA was abnormal, treated with Macrobet, left a message for patient to call back. Next patient is JJ, 37-year-old woman, presented with a blood pressure of 178/92, came down to 116/84, had eye irritation, diagnosed with allergic conjunctivitis. She's worse today, and she received no antibiotics or no medication, was told to get some Visine over the counter. Here's a good example of someone with conjunctivitis, which may have started allergic, but now has become bacterial. She has blurred vision, increased eye pain, photophobia, lots of gunk, G-U-N-K, coming out of the eye this morning. She's planning on going back to the emergency room or her doctor. not happy about the issue, especially since she asked for antibiotic drops. Next patient is MR, is a 4-year-old child with flu-like symptoms. Vitals were stable. Positive strep noted, treated with ProAir and Amoxil. The family was happy with the care received. Thank you.